Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, and he is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
A lot of people in your office today taking a hard look at the screens?
Well, they're out trying to do something out in the field, but the phones are busy. The market and official, trends in corn, soybean, wheat, and wheat is officially lower. The weather forecast is ornery. The USDA surprise people with a very bearish corn and soybean supply-demand report.
How did they get to those ending stock numbers, Paul?
Well, the arithmetic is pretty easy. Exports are horrible. The high cost of transportation in the world, in beans we have to go back to last February, March, when Argentina finally got some good rains in that country, and of course it basically started slowing demand down in the bean market because the arithmetic was easy. South American production would be up, and it did cool soybean demand tremendously. In the corn area, the exports were disappointing. I think 87 million. This year's corn exports were overestimated, and then it's 200 million next year, which is very, very small. The good news, of course, is ethanol is probably our savior. It's not the livestock industry. It's not the export industry. The mainstay of corn demand, of course, is the ethanol, and it's a dependable source and probably one reason why we're seeing, the price levels, what we are seeing.
With old crop stocks at 730 million bushels, does that mean that the traders see it as a comfortable position unless something were to happen over the summer with the new crop?
Yes.
So does that then mean, do you think, that the trend will remain down for the foreseeable future?
Well, I think what we're looking at is, some definite support in the corn market. My hunch is in the 650 area, price level-wise, the weather is going to be a definite cushion to the market. It's always in the past, with 3 million acres in the south, flooded acres, and Cordier says we are probably losing 1 million acres of corn acreage, and the yield drop, that will be the supporting element in the marketplace, particularly with this two-week weather forecast is, smaller production estimates next year. There are rumors that China does need to buy corn, but we have to see that to believe it. The market is basically in that stage of the game. And I think that even though crude oil is down $3 with higher margin requirements by, I guess, the commodity exchanges, and, of course, the metals market were destroyed last week by higher margin requirements, and I guess that was by the commodity exchanges. There's a debate whether government had something to do with that or not, I'm not sure, but at least those are some of the rumors we hear. But, the market is definitely on the defensive and liquidation mode here.
Would wheat be down, do you think, if corn and soybeans weren't already pushing down? It appeared that the WASDE report was at least neutral and maybe a little bit supportive for wheat.
Yeah, and, the general feeling, of course, next year the numbers are going to be small enough to be somewhat friendly. So the point's well taken that probably wheat wouldn't be down 34 cents if it wasn't for the other overall performance in the commodity markets.
So what's a hedger to do?
Well, our opinion is they've been very aggressive sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And that part, the old adage of selling early, was a good move. And I think a person does have to wait these next 2 weeks now that once you've got it sold to see if weather is a major factor and just how supportive weather can be in the marketplace.
Do you suspect that the last 10 or 15% of the acreage gaining in the ground, particularly Indiana and Ohio, will be like pulling teeth?
Well, my hunch is that there's going to be a large percentage of corn planted after Memorial Day, and as Dr. Nafsinger said, that the yield drop is significant, and it's only, you know, providing, it's even more significant if we don't get the rain in the proper time frame of the growing season. So, to make a long story short, we do have to watch the rain gauge, but from a historic normal growing season, the yield losses are significant.
So there is still a story to tell for corn, and it might even be better than support of 650 going forward, depending.
Well, I think 650 is the support area in the old crop corn.
Mm-hmm.
My hunch is that, you know, definitely new crop corn, from a cash point of view, is going to definitely struggle unless we do have some major weather problems. You know, $6 is going to be a normal price level unless we do get into some severe weather.
I kind of wondered if we might be corn shy in September, but I guess the 730 answers that question.
That answers that question.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. That's Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services.